The Senate, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence. I'm going to call the roll. Senator Adams?
Here.
Senator Donnelly?
Here.
Senator Ellis?
Here.
Senator Alton?
Here.
Senator Green? Senator Halford?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Pete Kelly?
Here.
Senator Tim Kelly?
Here.
Senator Lehman excused. Senator Lincoln excused. Senator Mackey?
Here.
Senator Miller excused. Senator Parnell?
Here.
Senator Phillips excused. Senator Taylor excused. Senator Torgerson?
Here.
Senator Ward?
Here.
Senator Wilkin?
Here.
Senator Pierce?
Here.
15 present, Madam President.
Thank you. If members would please stand. Our chaplain this morning is the Reverend Kim Poole of the Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Let us pray. God of many names, we come to this day with our schedules and agendas set for our work. Help us to see beyond the appointments, tasks, and meetings to the people we meet in the chambers, offices, committee rooms, and hallways. Let us hear the words of their hearts that tell us of their needs and desires. Move us to work harder to meet those needs and to empower those desires, that one day we might all see each other as we were created to be, children of God, happy and healthy and whole. This is our task, and this is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Senator Pete Kelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Back on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify the correctness of the journals for the 46th, 47th, and 48th legislative days in House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 6.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal and supplements be approved by as certified by the secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journals are approved. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Are there messages from the House?
Message dated March 15th. Dear Senator Pierce, Senator Stevens has changed the date when he will address a joint session of the legislature. He will now speak on Thursday, April 8th at 11 a.m. instead of May 6, 99, as stated in my letter of February 17. The House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to join us at this new time for a joint session with Senator Stevens.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, we had previously approved a different date, so I will move and ask unanimous consent that we modify the joint session date to Thursday, April 8 at 11 a.m., and that the Senate join the House in joint session for a purpose of the speech from Senator Stevens.
Hearing no objection, we will be meeting in joint session on Thursday, April 8th to hear Senator Stevens.
Message dated March 5, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 12, financed by the House Finance Committee, related to federal claims against funds obtained by settlement of state tobacco litigation.
This has a Senate companion. It will go to Hess and Finance.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 12, finance amended by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to a utility corridor and railroad right-of-way between the Alaska Railroad and the Alaska-Canada border.
Transportation Finance.
CS for House Bill 73, financed by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to commercial vehicle registration fees and taxes, relating to determining the taxable location of the vehicle for purposes of municipal registration tax and providing for an effective date.
This also has a Senate companion, which is in Finance, so it will go to the Senate Finance Committee.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Madam President.
Are there communications this morning?
All reports have been received. Alaska Labor Relations Agency 98 Annual Report from Department of Labor. In accordance with AS 2305-370, average wholesale price of salmon report for September through December and April through August 98 from Department of Revenue in accordance with AS 4380-060. Those are all the communications this morning.
Do we have standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 97 by Senator Pete Kelly, an act relating to confidential mental health records, relating to mental health services and programs, relating to liability for payment for mental health evaluation and treatment services, and providing for an effective date.
Yes.
Those are all the bills for introduction.
That brings us to consideration of the calendar.
Citations, honoring Michael Cook, honoring Skyview High School, honoring Wayne Knight in memoriam, Connie Boochiever in memoriam, Mary Kelly.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. For scheduling purposes, we are not sure whether the House bill on the supplemental is going to come to us or whether we're going to be using the Senate vehicle. If we use the Senate vehicle, and frankly, even if we use the House vehicle, we may very well have it on the floor this Friday and Saturday. So plan for the moment a floor session on Saturday. Is there unfinished business? Senator Wilken.
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor for House Bill 12 as amended in Finance, having to do with the utility corridor for the Alaska Railroad.
Hearing no objection, you will be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 12, along with Senator Pete Kelly. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to the call, on March 15th until plain time of March 16th for state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Adams will be excused on the 15th and until plain time the morning of the 16th. Further unfinished business? Other announcements this morning? Senator Mackey?
Thank you, Madam President. I was just asked to by the Senate HES Committee to announce that the Capitol Health Fair is on March 9th from 8 a.m. in the morning until 11 a.m. at the State Capitol House Finance Committee Room. That's tomorrow. And that will include health screening and blood pressure, height, weight, vision screening, other types of things. For more information, members can contact the health fair, and we can give you those numbers, or the Senate HES Committee can also provide that information about that service.
Further announcements? Are there special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent. Senator adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, March 9th.
We are adjourned until tomorrow.